strong potential to handle the wolf problem. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Every elk or deer hunter that I've run across in the last couple of years has complained bitterly about the reduced numbers accompanying these ungulate populations. So why not control wolves? Here's Northwest rancher Jack Fields.
Even after they check all the boxes and can document that all the steps have been taken to prevent or mitigate impact, whenever lethal force has to happen, it always becomes a very divisive and explosive discussion politically and socially. The department really needs to focus and spend their time and energy educating the general public about what wolf management is and what it takes to manage and recover an apex predator. The department needs to make sure the public clearly understands that when you're recovering wolves, you have to be able to successfully remove problem wolves.
Now, help might be on the way for problem wolves. The House recently passed a bill that would remove federal protections for the gray wolf, allowing ranchers, hunters, and others to kill the animals. The Manage Our Wolves Act passed 196 to 180, mainly with Republican support. It would direct the Fish and Wildlife Services to end Endangered Species Act protections for the species and prohibit lawsuits challenging their removal. Western states have long argued that four decades of federal protections have been too successful in bringing the wolf back from the brink of extinction. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.